Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. One of my favorite guests on at least once, maybe twice a month, if we're lucky, is Joel Skousen. There's many pundits across the blogosphere, whether in the alternative media or in the mainstream, I call the lame brain media, that are off and off the mark, but almost smack on the mark on every issue is Joel Skousen. Joel, you've done it every time. You seem to have one up even the previous newsletters in terms of, you know, slam dunking what the issues are, dealing with last week the issue of China and North Korea special relationship, gun legislation, and more. I'm going to let you run with the issues, and we'll go through this whole list because there's a lot of issues to cover today.
Well, let's first of all cover the burning issue of the Boston Marathon bombing today. This is going to be the major topic for this coming Friday's World Affairs Brief. And frankly, we still don't know a lot about it, but there are some telltale signs that indicate that this may well be a government provocation, again, like so many others. First of all, the only times we have really legitimate terrorist attacks, most of them are small and they target indiscriminate civilians, and somebody always takes the blame or takes credit for it. We have no credit for this. We have no one take credit for 9/11. We have no one take credit for the Murrah bombing. Those were all government attacks on people. And we could include in that, you know, the Pearl Harbor attack, which was clearly not only engendered by U.S. with a six-point plan to cause Japan to attack, but knowing that they'd broken both the military and diplomatic codes, the Roosevelt administration purposely did not warn Hawaii because they wanted that attack to go forward. They killed 3,000 people.
Right.
You know, they killed hundreds of people in the Murrah bombing attack, and there were multiple bombs in there. Videotapes show that Timothy McVeigh had at least six people around him, one of which was the infamous John Doe number one,
who was protected
by the FBI. He was an Iraqi. It was at the same time that they were trying to plan the Iraqi war. So why wouldn't they use an Iraqi involved in a U.S. terrorist attack to broadcast the fact that Iraq is an enemy? In fact, they hid this guy. They refused to let him go before the grand jury. That's because this is one of the guys, you know, who was the person who taught and got Timothy McVeigh to do this. And of course, Timothy McVeigh himself admitted later on in prison that he was working for government and went down to his death as a hero in his own mind, because I'm working for secret operations of the U.S. government and being a patriot.
Right.
And then there's the 9/11, of course, which is just full of government fingerprints with the explosives involved in the building. They didn't come down with the airplanes. They came down with explosives. And there's multiple evidence to support all of that. This is not, idle conjecture. There is a lot of idle, stupid conspiracy theories out there, like energy beams brought them down and other things. But no,
it really is stupid. Yeah.
A very clear footprint of thermite burning type explosives to melt the major columns. I watched the video of the North Tower going down, and very clearly you can see the antennas that are set on the middle of the building right over the top of those pillars start to go down about a half a second before the rest of the building, showing that the main pillars all were compromised at the same instant. And, little things like that a lot of people don't notice. But in any case, today's marathon bombing, first of all, is a major event. It's just almost like the Newtown Massacre. You know, I've studied criminal activities for many, many years. I have never found even the most hardened criminal ever going to school and just start to shoot up children. Never seen it. Never has happened. It only happens when you have drugged up, mind-controlled individuals that are put up, hypnotized. There's a whole combination of techniques that the CIA developed and many of theirs, and the Russians' development of mind-control techniques. And it isn't that they work on everybody. You know, they only work on a certain type of unstable individuals, but they do work. And that's
right.
The reason why they have someone who is a handler always with them in these attacks, and someone who normally is supposed to shoot them if, in fact, they don't follow through with the suicide as they're programmed to do. And I don't think that Adam Lanza committed suicide, because one of the boys said he saw another individual in there down on the ground with his hands handcuffed behind his back. The police never admitted to having, and yet that boy was clearly telling something that he actually saw. And that was probably the one who shot Adam Lanza, who wasn't committing suicide. But there's a lot of things that we could talk about. But the main point is that when you don't have a terrorist group, I mean, what's a terrorist group going to do? They're going to blow up, 170-some people in the Boston Marathon and not take credit for it. What's the purpose? What's the purpose? You just don't have people in here who just want to go out and kill hundreds of people on a, that just doesn't happen in human nature.
Your point was really well taken. If it's a true terrorism, they're going to take credit. And if it's true terrorism, the whole idea is to create terror. In other words, make public events. I read one of the comments today in the UT Union Tribune in San Diego, exactly what you said, that they want to create a state of terror so that any place public becomes a place of danger.
Well, but the purpose that government might have in doing this is like the shoe bomber and the underwear bomber. Now, both of those were false terrorist attacks. They were not actual terrorists. No trained terrorist coming from the Middle East, and I mean this absolutely in all seriousness, no trained terrorist coming from the Middle East would not know that you cannot set off plastic explosives with a match. You simply cannot do it. It burns. That's all it does.
Right.
Even the lowliest Marine knows that you can take C4 chips on the mortar rounds, and you can peel them off. The ones that you don't use, you take off several of the chips to be able to change the trajectory of a mortar round, and you use them to cook your chow. C4 explosives, and they light matches to them. Everybody knows that. You cannot tell me that the underwear bomber or the shoe bomber was actually intending to blow up the plane. Those were plants. In fact, we know that the underwear bomber was so mind-controlled that it had to be led onto the airplane by a handler and gotten through, not customs, but the checkpoints with a handler. And he could not have been a real terrorist, because they really didn't want a terrorist today. They didn't want to kill a lot of people. They just wanted to have a justification for now locking down everybody to take off their shoes, going into the airlines, and go through and have all of the small liquids and all of this harassment. And now you're going to see, I think DHS claimed the authority now to lock down every major event. You're going to see armed police constantly throughout the United States, supposedly to protect us from this terrorism. That's the purpose of terror, is to drive people into losing more fundamental rights and to drive us in a state of constant fear of terrorism. And believe me, if we had real terrorism in this country, rather than provoke terrorism, they'd be coming across the border on Mexico on a daily basis and doing simple acts that you don't get caught, blowing up electrical panel, blowing up electric track, having a suicide bomber in a mall. But nothing. How do we explain that none of those terrorists can get through Mexico and walk across the border just like any other coyote and do normal acts of terror? We only have high-profile acts of terror, and that is a very strong sign of a government operation. And there's another quality here. The Boston police were doing a bomb exercise at the same time. The United States federal government was doing a military exercise with planes simulating flying into buildings. Now, why would they be doing that on the day that 9/11 happened? What are the chances of the coincidence? Well, of course, you have plausible deniability of government operation, or if you have any government involvement in supposed acts of terror, you can blame it on, that was part of the exercise. You also have an excuse to shut down any fighters or give them an excuse, this is part of an exercise, this is not real, and delay them from reacting to any of these airplanes, which is their normal procedure to do so. But the Boston police claimed that they were doing a bomb, and then they said they weren't doing an exercise. But one of the top runners, coach of the cross-country team for Mobile University in Alabama, was on local TV 15, New York television station, interviewed by them near the finish line, and said he thought it was odd that there were bomb-sniffing dogs at the start of the finish lines. They kept making announcements to the participants not to worry, it's just a training exercise. Now, how can Boston then deny that there's a training exercise when the police themselves were told to tell bystanders that it was a training exercise?
Yeah, not to be nervous, it's just a training. Yeah. Amazing.
But Stevenson said, he says, I don't believe they're having a training exercise. I think they must have been doing some, had some sort of threat or suspicion called in, because he saw police on top of buildings, armed police. Okay. He'd never seen that in multiple marathons that he's run. So something.
Joe, we're on break now, so we'll give you a break for a few minutes, and we'll come back.
7:14 or 357.3 for a quarter ounce. That's 14:28.92, 7:14.46, and 357.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondrial function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and Joel, please continue your analysis of this, because there's significant consequences to it as to this event and what happened and the disclosures of who was involved or caused it. Both, you know, this is very significant.
Well, you know, you had mentioned on the break that CNN had brought up one of these so-called terrorist experts who immediately threw out this might be some right-wing extremist. But you see, they could get away with trying to pin the Murrah building on right-wing extremists because they target a federal building and that had federal people in it, et cetera. But they could never get away with pinning on patriotic right-wing extremists, even if they are extreme, killing innocent people. That's just not the mantra of anyone on the American right. And so there's no way I think that they're going to pin this them unless, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the bomb. They first of all have said now this was a bomb that was a low yield explosive. They feel now it was gunpowder inside a pressure cooker with all kinds of shrapnel inside. And, you know, C4 can be traced because it's not very easy for domestic homegrown terrorists to get C4. Foreign terrorists can because they obviously have access to either, if the government's running the terrorist cell, they got access through there. If MI6 is running it, they've got access through there, or they got access through Russia has its own brand. It isn't called C4, Semtex, but then there's... you know, there's so many arms that are floating around the nation, it's pretty hard to trace that. But it is within the United States. All explosives are traceable. And so I doubt they're going to be able to pin that on the right wing. But the fact they're using a low-yield explosive is leading toward the conclusion there's going to be some homegrown terrorist they're going to blame this on. And I suspect they're going to get some patsy. But if it claims to be someone on the right wing, they're going to have a hard time saying why he wanted to kill innocent people in this particular situation. It just doesn't look good.
You mentioned some very significant things where you think this is going, this TSA. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think this may be one of the excuses. You know, it's just like Alex Jones said on his interview with me. He said, you know, I predicted a few days ago that we're ripe for another false flag terrorist attack. And he's right in the sense that it's been so long since 9/11 that the war on terror is waning and wearing on people. It's just, you know, they needed something to hype them up, and this certainly is going to do it. I think what they're aiming at, as the ultimate government objective here, is to justify a massive increase in Department of Homeland Security and TSA intrusion and troops, hiring of people. I think they're going to have a massive hiring spree. You're going to start to see Department of Homeland Security at every major sporting events, every major marathon, and Americans are going to be accustomed then to having this semi-police state. And it also justifies arming and increasing the size of a domestic army of Department of Homeland Security troops with armored vehicles, all the things that they've been buying. It will justify that for a long time to come. And I think there's no one who will be able now to protest Homeland Security's new $4 billion building in Washington, D.C., where they're going to combine all of the various Homeland Security departments into one. As one congressman said, boy, if they ever get that building, you know, built, we're never going to get rid of Homeland Security or break it up again. And he's absolutely right. And they'll throw, I mean, it's like Janet Napolitano said. He says, you know, if you cut our budget, there's going to be more terrorist attacks. And sure enough, the budget gets cut, and there's more terrorist attacks. So
right.
I'm very, very suspicious that there's no reason for this kind of terror unless you want a high-profile terror attack that is going to build a domestic, militarized law enforcement force that will be in people's face regularly for a lot longer now.
So you can make some SNL-type skits dealing with TSA and the Super Bowl that could be pretty humorous and frightening in terms of what could happen, in terms of every public event, where TSA and DHS are literally using body scanners, body cavity searches, the blue glove, the fickle finger of fate, as used to say on what was that show back in the 70s, Laugh-In. We're dealing with a situation that's over the top. And obviously, the government are in a panic to try to get in. They literally set up a police state by grades, and they can't do it directly, so they have to do an end run even to the gun legislation. Is this a good time to kind of transition to the gun issues that you talked about in your last letter?
Yeah, it is. And, of course, you know, the Democrats are just scared to death, at least, you know, some of them in conservative states, of voting for a gun legislation. So what do? They pull out two, you know, one Republican, Representative or Senator Toomey, and another one, Joe Manchin, a supposedly conservative Democrat with a high NRA reading, to bring out this bill that's supposed to give us, you know, very, very little background check, but just enough to satisfy everyone. And the hidden language in this bill is incredible in terms of, you know, the unspecified language is supposed to be only pertaining to gun shows in the Internet. But that really, the way that the language is written, anytime you have a written offer to sale, you come under this language. Only purely verbal things would be exempted, and there's hardly anything that ever happens with verbal except with family members or between a friend, and that's the only loophole this protects. And so it's really a dastardly thing, plus the fact that it redefines the language of a former law which allows you to be exempt from any state gun laws or from being arrested. For example, in New York, you can be arrested if you take a loaded gun, even if it's unloaded and the ammunition is separated from the gun and locked in your trunk, you can still be arrested in New York under the current language. That used to be an exemption that allowed you to get around states like California and New York where you couldn't have an out-of-state permit to allow you to carry a concealed weapon. You could use that procedure, and now that's been undermined. So there's a lot of sneaky stuff in this legislation.
So the devil's in the details, in other words. Yeah, in other words, they make it look good on the surface, like cherry on top and whipped cream, but the fact is the underlying details are really evil.
Yeah, you've got to look at the fine print of these things, but anytime you pull up a Republican to do a compromise on gun legislation, you've really got to hold on to your wallet and your hat, because it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. So the gun legislation now, I heard the latest is that they defeated they came really close, though. They defeated the idea of approving the United Nations Small Arms Treaty.
Yes.
But the fact is they want to have a universal background check because they're not flushing the data. They're actually building a gun registry, which is against the law. And we've seen previous evidence. That's why back in the 90s, the NRA was for a gun registry. Now they've learned their lesson. They're saying this is not going to work.
Well, I think the NRA, frankly, is a compromising organization. It's not to be trusted. They've learned their lesson. That they realize they're losing millions of members if they hold to certain positions, and they've got to tighten up. And that's why they change positions on background checks. But Gun Owners of America is a much more trustworthy, no-compromise organization that people have to listen to.
That's what I belong to. I don't belong to NRA. I think that Gun Owners of America is right on. I agree. Wow. So any other conclusions on the gun legislation update? How does this play out?
There's still, you know, I think that this Boston Marathon may somehow, slightly alter. I think it would have been too obvious had they had a shooting at the marathon to try to, you know, engender more support for gun legislation. I'm surprised, frankly, that they haven't done that. They will give us whatever it takes to get the gun legislation, but I don't think they're going to get anything but the background checks this time around.
Yeah, so the key is background checks and building a database of gun owners at this stage in the game.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
you've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Prepperfest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a lot of other issues you raised in the last newsletter. Perhaps you want to touch on some of those or some of the things that will be coming in the newsletter this Friday.
Well, let's cover North Korea because it's been so prominent in the news and there's been a lot of bad analysis out about North Korea, including exactly. From our own side of the political spectrum, a lot of people claiming that it is, you know, in a war is imminent. Now, this put me on a particular spot because I'm probably one of the few geopolitical analysts that has been predicting that North Korea would be a trigger event for World War III. Right. And so naturally, and that was my explanation for why the United States has traditionally treated North Korea far different than Iran. North Korea is treated with kid gloves. We promised them there'll be no attempt to make a regime change, that there's no military option on the table. We've made those literal written promises to North Korea. And yet, Iran, with much less danger to the world or the United States, and without even having tested a nuclear weapon, we've got all the military options on the table, and we're threatening regime change. We're trying to overthrow them constantly. We're never trying to overthrow North Korea. So what's the explanation for it? Why you treat the worst you know, most tyrannical regime in the world with kid gloves. And I came to the conclusion they're preserving. They know that North Korea is going to be the bad boy from China that's going to start World War III and allow China and Russia to come in and attack the West based upon our retaliation, which I think will be tactical nuclear weapons in order to stop North Korea's major military forces, almost 2 million men in arms, versus our 28,000 men, less than 20,000 are combat troops, and less than 50,000, you know, people in the South Korean army. You just can't stop 2 million men without tactical nuclear weapons. And I think that will give Russia and China an excuse. But the problem is that, you know, even though I'm the one predicting that this could be a trigger for World War III, I'm the one saying this is not going to be the trigger right now because it's too early. Russia and China are clearly not ready for World War III, and they are working overtime to still play the role of the Sun Tzu, the great Chinese military philosophers, you know, talk them into feigning weakness while you're building strength. And they're still feigning weakness and continue to build military power, weapons of mass destruction in large quantities. And what's the U.S. doing? We're sending Ms. Gultemuller out there to Russia and China to negotiate another disarmament treaty, even though Russia has refused to implement the new START treaty, and the United States plays as if they're in compliance and wants more. Basically, this is unilateral disarmament, the U.S. attempting to encourage Russia and China to feel that we're getting weaker and weaker, to encourage that strike to eventually come forward. But I still think that Russia and China have to develop a large blue water navy before they dare take on the West. There's a lot of occupation that has to be done. China intends to occupy Japan down through Australia and perhaps New Zealand. That's why those are not good retreat places for Americans. And
right.
They need a blue water navy, a major blue water navy, to occupy all that. And it's like I said about North Korea. North Korea simply may have a couple of nuclear weapons, large crude ones that they could put on missiles and do. What would it do? It would just be like a bee sting. It would force the United States to drop its permissive approach and come in and retaliate with huge power against North Korea and take it out as a trigger of the world. And then both the New World Order and China are up a creek, because then it's harder to start this war without China looking like the direct aggressor, which they don't want to look like. And but, so I think it's too early
China
for that.
If China also does anything to indicate, because it has a mutual defense treaty, to indicate it's going to defend North Korea, it would start a war when it's not prepared to prosecute it. And China doesn't want to do that because it knows that at this point in time they don't have a blue water navy. They can't project forces around the world like America at the moment. They would, in a sense, be committing a military suicide if they tried to start prosecuting the war now.
And North Korea cannot project forces outside of the landmass of Korea's as well, so they can't threaten Japan except with a few missiles. And so they have no business taking on the West, and they won't do that. They're not stupid. But, in fact, the military has long been in control of North Korea, and they have a full-time general attached to the military in North Korea to make sure it stays in its place. But there is a power struggle going on between the an uncle of Kim Jong-un, who is the son of Kim Jong-il, who died on April 15th. And there is a power struggle. They sacked three of the top generals who were basically asserting that the military is still in control. They sacked them, and they've got more compliant generals who are willing to take orders from the Kim family, and that's what the power struggle is all about. In order to solidify that power struggle, Kim is having to rattle the sabers and rally the troops and make it appear as if the United States is imminently going to threaten to attack North Korea. And that's the normal thing that Kim tells, and all of the propagandists tell the North Korean people, that the West is going to attack them preemptively. And that's why they keep them all hyped up in a military mood. But I think there's one thing that is a possibility of why China may have allowed this rhetoric to get so bad, so out of sync with what normally has done. Normally, the rhetoric of being the bad boy is meant to gain, to bring the U.S. to the negotiating table and to give some concessions so that the U.S. will give them more fuel oil, more food aid, and give them some temporary concession about shutting down nuclear power or nuclear weapons programs. Of course, it never happens. The U.S. still goes ahead with the food and the fuel aid. That's been going on for decades. We've had three major treaties where the U.S. has given all of this aid to North Korea, and North Korea has reneged every time. But this one's different. This is the first time that North Korea has threatened to nuke the United States, even though very few experts think they have that capability. What this is ending up, as I put in my World Affairs brief last week, is North Korea is moving a whole bevy of missiles onto the coast, and I think what they're going to do is launch a salvo of missiles simultaneously out in order to provoke the U.S. into testing their ABM systems on the their ABM ships that they have. And
right. So in other words, this is to test the technology for China. There's a proxy so China can test.
That's right.
What
so they can, their electronic eavesdropping, they can tell exactly what our capabilities, how many multiple targets that we can track. And I think, you know, if they're smart, they'll actually lob some missiles without any warheads directly at Japan and Guam just to force the U.S. to shoot them down. Because the U.S. knows that this is a real possibility of them eavesdropping on their missile systems and may be reluctant to actually shoot anything down and just say, oh, they're just heading for the ocean, so we're not going to shoot them down.
Right.
So if North Korea really wants to do this, they're going to aim some without warheads so that they don't do much damage if they do hit, but so that they have to be shot down. And that way they'll be able to track and analyze what U.S. anti-missile capacity is. And that, to me, is a very real possibility, given that they have moved so many missiles and gotten ready to launch. They've never before done that, one or two at a time, but never five or six or ten, depending on the numbers of what we're finding
out. That's presuming, too, that we're going to use all levels of our missile defense system, because I know it's multi-leveled, so we only see a certain level of that. The problem is we see this double policy, the Sensu policy of China, and you've been an expert at being able to interpret that policy. China and Russia are not our allies. There's so much industrial espionage, so much military planning for at least a decade from now for Russia and China to invade and occupy America. Right now, these trade zones inside the United States are an obscenity. A 50-square-mile area of Idaho given as sovereign territory to China. This is pure craziness, and it's, of course, sanctioned by our federal government, same way as transfer of technology from supercomputers under Bill Clinton and others that you highlighted in your newsletters. Can you give us an explanation of the Sensu philosophy, where there's multi-track attitude on the part of China and to America playing these games, and a collaboration with our government?
I guess we'll pick that up after the break.
After the break, in a few minutes, we'll be right back with Joel Skousen. Amazing analysis. You want to get his newsletters, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel Skousen, back in just a moment.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Yeah, it'd be very ruthless, yeah. Welcome back, and Joel, let's please continue your analysis of China and, of course, any other topics that are coming up in the next few days, including maybe the Obama budget as we leave. China
is a major problem for the United States, and they're running a major deception, and that deception is that we're softening, we're becoming capitalists. And there's so many people who deal with China and the United States who are absolutely convinced that China would never attack us because we're their bread and butter. That's where most of their business, their economy would be ruined if they didn't have all of the things that they manufacture and sell to the West. But in fact, that isn't true. They are willing, in a long-term strategic sense, to take down the West, even with war, knowing that when we rebuild it under a new world order that we control, we'll have all the markets, and then we'll make profits on both sides of the markets, just on one side of the market. And that's how the Chinese think long-term. In fact, there is a ruthlessness about the Chinese that we know about from previous wars, and the Japanese, Orientals in general, have a fairly low regard for human life. Maybe the lack of Christianity or other things, but the Russians also share in that, even though they have some Orthodox Christianity. The Russians of the communist variety have also been ruthless, haven't cared whether they've killed 20 million or 60 million people. It just doesn't mean anything to the communist mind. There is that ruthlessness that is a sign of, you know, someone taken over to satanic and dark side thinking.
Exactly.
But, But, you know, Americans are just always thinking, you know, why can't we all get along? I hear this so often, you know.
I was thinking, it's just plain stupid. It's like going into a lockdown psychiatric prison for the criminally insane, and they're in chains, and you don't realize when they jump up and try to put the chains around your neck, they want to strangle you because they're crazy and they like to murder. And we don't understand that we're dealing with socio-psychopathic nations like North Korea, like China, and even Japan during the Second World War and before. These nations did things that we find would be very revolting in any age, and yet they're in the recent history. And China's way they treat their own people, they even charge the family for the bullet when they put them in the back of the head of a person who goes to a Laodai camp because maybe they got one page of the Bible. And they tissue type their antibiotics, their tissues before they go to prison. So if they need their organs and it comes up on an organ retrieval program, they remove the organs and kill the person, and they even charge the family for the bullet to kill them. I mean, this is how crazy the Chinese are.
But, you know, it's interesting how the Obama administration is playing like they're really putting pressure on Russia now by having the list of 18 people who have been banned from coming into the United States. But they're still covering for the Russians. In fact, they still have prisons. The gulags are not been disbanded. I mean, a lot of them were opened up, but they still have been reestablished. There still are psychiatric prisons. There are prisons, and there are killings of people who are free market journalists. And the same thing, the Laogai is a huge prison camp system in China. We don't have any sanctions against China for carrying out having these prison camps.
20,000 prison camps.
We're still playing soft with the Chinese and the Russians and allowing them to steal as much technology as possible. A lot of that comes through Israel, by the way. We give technology to Israel. We let Israel make their deals and transfer that technology to China so that we've got an arm's length transaction that we don't get the blame for it.
And we're fully aware of it, too, aren't we? When we let Israel do that, they act like an intelligence pass-through. In fact, it's amazing that a lot of the intelligence software and even phone systems are completely run by Israeli companies. And a lot of the technology is passed through Israel, and it goes straight to China. It's crazy.
But one thing I have to object to is a lot of these people, like Christopher Bullen, are trying to say, you know, 9/11 was an Israeli job. Israelis were involved because there's a seamless relationship between the Mossad and the CIA. And Mossad does a lot of things for the CIA. But we should have no illusions of the fact that the globalists who run the CIA are in charge. And
they're in
charge of Israel, too. And people like Netanyahu are yes-men to the globalist establishment. Netanyahu is a Kissinger protege. They got him his first job on Wall Street. They set him up in politics in Israel. And he's just a yes-man. So he's not a right-winger. He's basically playing to the right wing because that's where the votes are in Israel, playing up to the settlers, but he betrays them just like Ariel Sharon betrayed the settlers in Israel.
Right.
So things are not as they seem in the world, and we have to be very, very smart. Now, on the other side of the fence, we have the alternative news and the Internet, but it's being, you know, hyped up with so much false information. We have RT, Russia Today, which is a KGB outfit, specifically pointing their information to the conspiracy-oriented people of the right, and it's not because they really are in favor of liberty or they're not championing our cause. They want to create civil war in the United States. So they're helping, they think, to build up the opposition. So you must be very, very careful about, you know, what we read from Russia Today, even though it gives airtime to conspiracy theories. Their motivation is still the motivation of the KGB, and that's to destabilize the United States rather than to help for liberty.
Exactly.
And, of course, we have other disinformation experts, people claiming all the time to be getting intel from, you know, top secret things that they've heard, either as sheriffs or police. You've just got to be very, very skeptical of anybody who's claiming that the establishment is going to pull out martial law within the next 2 days or the next week.
No.
We are not dealing with a bunch of stupid people. If they were to pull martial law without a proper excuse, and believe me, not even the Boston Marathon bombing is a sufficient excuse for martial law, then because martial law locks down the economy. You can't drive. You have to go through checkpoints everywhere. It would destroy the economy, slow it down, and you just simply would create hatred among the people for government, and that you'd have a movement, a groundswell, to get rid of the TSA almost instantly. So these people are not that stupid. They're not going to give us the excuse to see conspiracy in action. They're going to be very sophisticated. They're going to move slow enough until war comes. When war comes, it's a whole different ballgame. And that's why I say we have to watch the fact that Russia and China are preparing with weapons of mass destruction. They're going to intend to go to war someday. They intend to survive nuclear war. It's not true that everybody dies. But once that comes, it will serve our globalist purposes as well, because they'll be able to lock us down, throw us into a militarized new world order, or they'll call it a League of Democracy, and then march us off to war. And boy, watch out for martial law once war comes, because then they've got the excuse to do so.
But in fact, in Russia, it's the only other nation besides Switzerland where you can't build an apartment or a home unless you have a bomb shelter. That's one of the reasons why even during the Soviet Union you couldn't build these buildings. It took so long to get an apartment because you had to build down just as steep as they went up. And the Soviet Union has built their tunnel systems for their trains in Moscow so low, so far underground, because they're bomb shelters. So they're prepared to withstand a nuclear strike the same way as China. They're building underground cities like crazy. And you're absolutely right on. The fact is that they're preparing for, say, a decade from now or some future war. And it has to happen in grades. And they're just setting up this dialectic, which is why our globalist people like Obama, the Sunni Muslim high-level satanic high-level Mason, has actually collaborating with the globalists because he's a proxy for George Soros and the global bankers. They're completely collaborating with the globalists to try to set up this dialectic of progressive communism and Sunni Islam to bring about a new world order. And they'll use whatever tactics appear on the surface. They don't care if it's like Mayor.
Now, who are you saying are collaborating with the globalists?
I see a collaboration of globalist elements within the, if you want to call it, within Islam, collaborating with the elements of the globalist bankers. I mean, you can see that. Some evidence there that going back even to 9/11, that the CIA is fully integrated in running the whole operation that happened 9/11. We even had, for example, one of our people, Jesse Trinidad, tried to do a Freedom of Information Act and get the documents from the CIA, and they agreed that they were at the Oklahoma City, but they wouldn't release any information. It was totally redacted because it was national security. CIA should never operate inside the United States. But we're seeing the same thing over and over again, where the government completely violates even their charter for setting up these organizations by doing things. So even Oklahoma City had CIA operations as well as the FBI and ATF. So when we have these Iraqi agents that are showing up in Oklahoma City, we know that the globalists operate at a higher level, and to the outside person, they're completely boggled by this. And you've highlighted it better than anybody, that you can't just take it on what it looks like on the surface. Just like even the bombings that occurred in Boston yesterday, that really what's going on is much higher levels, much more gradualism, and much more subtle.
Yeah. Well, good to talk to you again, Bill.
Yeah, amazing discussion today. You have to read beyond the straightforward news, and you do an amazing newsletter every week. World Affairs Brief, is that the best way to contact, by email?
Get a free copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Amazing analysis, and I'm sure the newsletter this Friday will be remarkable, reviewing what happened in Boston at the marathon.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Amazing discussion today. Tomorrow we'll be back with Jerry Strivoz in the studio. Kim Alexander, our historian and military analyst, and Chris Harris, our nuclear expert from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. You want to stay tuned every day to the Neutral Medical Report, bringing top guests, viewpoints, and analysis. We appreciate your support of NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.